Let me share and close with a story that really got me excited. There is a program that some of you might have heard of. It's a game called Fold It. It came out of the University of Washington in Seattle. And this is a game where individuals can actually take a sequence of amino acids and figure out how the protein is going to fold. And how it folds dictates its structure and its functionality. It's very important for research and medicine, and up until now, it's been a supercomputer problem. And this game has been played by university professors and so forth, and it's literally hundreds of thousands of people came online and started playing it, and it showed that, in fact, today, the human pattern recognition machinery is better at folding proteins than the best computers. And when these individuals went and looked at who is the best protein folder in the world, it wasn't an MIT professor, it wasn't a Caltech student, it was a person from England, from Manchester, a woman, who during the day was an executive assistant at a rehab clinic, and at night was the world's best protein folder. Ladies and gentlemen, what gives me tremendous confidence in the future is the fact that we are now more empowered as individuals to take on the grand challenges of this planet. We have the tools with this exponential technology. We have the passion of the DIY innovator. We have the capital of the techno-philanthropist. And we have 3 billion new minds coming online to work with us to solve the grand challenges, to do that which we must do. We are living into an extraordinary decades ahead. Thank you.